Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, this too shall pass. In about 1400 BC, one of the pharaohs of Egypt got it into his head that the Israelites, living in his land, were becoming a threat and needed to be destroyed. He knew or cared not that these were a uniquely privileged people, called by the very God of heaven to be a treasure to himself. He threw their babies into the river and became guilty of mass murder. A few hundred years later, another servant of Satan determined that all who did not worship his statue would likewise be slaughtered, this time by fire. He had already seen Jerusalem fall and could not comprehend that the people he held captive meant anything to anyone, but they did. Nebuchadnezzar, too, threatened and attempted to kill the worship of the one true God. Then came Darius with his promise to throw into a den of lions anyone who would worship Jehovah, and the Persian king who teamed with Haman to destroy the Jews altogether. There's a family resemblance here, and it doesn't end in the Old Testament. Herod likewise was slaughter-happy, as the unfortunate babies of Roman Jerusalem discovered too late. The Caesars, the Popes, the Nazis, the Communists, Hitler, Stalin, Mao, all have set their sights on the people of the living God. But the people remains while all these tyrants are in their graves and worse. Tyrants remain in our day. The tyranny family has been permitted a place on earth for the purpose of purifying the people of God in every generation. Whence comes the martyr? From the tyrant. Whence comes the robes of white? From the slaughterer of God's people. Even the final horrendous torture of the faithful will be permitted. Antichrist will rule and reign, wearing out the saints. And these are not a special class of tribulation-only saints. These two are the very people of God, your brothers and sisters. But only for a while. They'll get their new address, and he will be consigned to the flames. Now, one name I have omitted from my narrating, I've mentioned him often enough, but his fate is as sealed as all the rest, unless he repents of his treatment of the people of God and receives God's gracious forgiveness, he shall be tormented with all of the lost forever and ever. What horrors we speak of today, yet realities. The fires of hell are licking up all around, yet how often do we see them? So many that we converse with so casually every day have missed Christ and will miss the joys of eternity. Not only the Hitlers and Stalins and Kims, but all who have turned Christ away. A solemn reminder to pray. The God who rejoiced at a Cana wedding calls his people to more serious moods, too. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more blogs, current North Korean news, and many other resources. You can even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide all you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom, land of morning calm.